to Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Taylor, this sounds like a tangled web that you're caught in. You think that your boyfriend, Logan, could be cheating on you with his ex-girlfriend's friend.
Yes. I'm really devastated about this because when we got together, he told me, you know, that they were just strictly friends. There was nothing crazy, but I just found out that he gave her a ride when she was drunk, and he didn't answer his phone for over 3 hours. So I really want to know what's going on with this, being sneaky with his phone, you know, hiding stuff. So I'm really confused. Why is he even having contact with this girl?
Have you checked his phone?
I didn't check his phone, no.
Okay. And then there was, of course, that night where he went off the radar. Did you ever ask him why he went off the radar?
I did ask him why he went off the radar. And he said that he gave Amber a ride home because she was drunk. You know, he wanted to make sure she was okay. He loves to play this good guy role.
Okay, yeah, but what did he do, take her to Charleston? I mean, why was he gone?
did he say his phone died? Like, I mean, was there any sort of an excuse?
Well, he said he left his phone in the car when he went to go help her inside. Inside of her house, and he just lost track of time.
So he's not denying staying there, is what you're telling us.
He's not denying staying there, but he's saying that this is just strictly platonic and that they're just friends. But I'm like, if you guys are just friends, why are you acting so suspicious?
Yeah, I don't necessarily buy that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you leaning towards the fact that he's not going to send the roses to you?
I want to have faith in him, but I'm going to say about a 7.
Okay. All right. Let's call him. Don't say anything till we find out who Logan puts on the roses on the romantic card, okay?
Okay.
All right. And what was her name?
I think, did you say Amber?
Yes.
Amber was the ex-girlfriend or the friend?
The friend.
Okay. Let me give him a call.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Logan, please.
This is him.
Hi, Logan. My name is Nina. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I hope you're having a great day, and hopefully I can make it even better. I'm actually calling because I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. Congratulations. I have $100. Yeah, and beautiful red roses for you to send to someone.
Nice.
Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send free roses to? They're romantic roses.
Okay. Yeah, let's send them to Amber.
Okay. And Amber, I will get her address here in a moment. What would you like to put on Amber's card?
Just tell her I hope she woke up feeling better. Sorry, I had to leave. And just...
Okay.
Like, heart, Logan.
And is this a girlfriend just for our market research?
Just a friend.
New relationship?
Now, just for our market research, would your girlfriend be upset if she found out about Amber? If Taylor found out about that?
Oh, shit. This is War of the Roses, isn't it?
It sure is, my friend.
Welcome to the show.
What the Logan? Seriously? You going to be sending roses to Amber? Seriously.
That, obviously, wow. You know who that is, Logan.
Yeah.
Logan, how could you do this? You're going to send roses to Amber, somebody that you told me you're strictly friends with. You went off the radar for 3 hours, didn't answer your phone, and now you want to send her roses? What's up with this, Logan?
Honestly, I don't even know what to say. This is like a whole brand new thing. I did not know.
What do you mean it's a whole brand new thing, Logan? We've been together for 9 months. Seriously?
It's just.
What's a brand new thing, Logan? You and Amber?
It's just like we just hung out a couple nights ago, and you know, just.
So like, nothing happened.
I mean, I can't. I'll be honest with you guys. I can't deny that nothing happened.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Really, Logan?
I'm sorry. I don't.
So
you are unbelievable.
And Taylor, I feel like we had a feeling this was going to happen.
You know, honestly, I did, but I wanted to have faith in him because he's such a sweet person.
I understand.
You know, I've dedicated 9 months of my life to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just feel feel used. I feel manipulated. I really feel foolish right now.
Don't feel foolish. It's not your fault.
So there's no roses, right? Like, you guys are going to send her.
But no. you know how War of the Roses works. No, you don't get them.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes.